Over 40 in Van. Hi, I'm Roland. It is Friday, February 20th.
All day.
2015. Episode number 3, best book that Dale and I read in the year 2014. Best doesn't have to actually mean anything, but it might be most intriguing. It might actually be the most well-written. Dale, you've got a series.
I have a series, yeah. I want to say it's, I don't read as much as I want to. I have to make more time for reading in my life, I think, because when you asked the question, I realized I haven't read a whole lot of books this year. And
what about Transit?
Whole bunch what about of my the favorite. I listen to podcasts, and it's broken up. I have 2 15-minute trips, and it's really hard. Like, you're just getting into a book, and suddenly you're off the bus and onto the C-bus, so it's really annoying to read. Plus,
yep,
if it's any kind of a good book, I get to work and I want to keep on reading, so that's not good.
I don't know.
And that to me is the mark of a good book, is
yep,
I can't put it down. But my favorite read of 2014, a friend lent me a series of books, military science fiction.
Interesting.
The series is called A Tour of the Merrimack by Rebecca, I think it's Malouche.
I'll put it in our so-called show notes.
She publishes under R.M. Malouche. It's the premise
Tour of the Merrimack series.
It's a lot of fun. The Roman society never died. They went underground.
Which this sounds good.
Which is why we have so much Latin still in our language. All these
the Latin
intellectuals,
Roman
doctors, and professionals are secretly part of this Roman society. But it's set in the far future. It's
and the Romans are still around in the far future.
Well, the Romans, in fact, have broken off from humanity and founded New Rome in a different solar system, and now are contesting with Earth.
Hilarious.
But that's the background to the story. They have a common enemy in the incomprehensible alien who is threatening both societies, so they have to band together.
Threatening and, New Rome, planet, yeah, New Rome, and Earth?
Yeah, exactly. And okay, the other thing about the series, so, like I said, military science fiction, the Merrimack is actually a very Battlestar Galactica-esque
ship?
Spaceship, yeah, that has
small. Is it a Roman ship?
Fighters
or
that launch
ship?
From it. The Romans have their equivalent of that. And
the so it's no longer a hidden conspiracy? Earthlings know about the Romans?
Well, when they broke off and created New Rome, they kind of outed themselves. And a big chunk of the population of Earth went to New Rome, a whole different society.
So did Rebecca Milch finish it? Is it 4 volumes I see here? 1, 2... The Myriad, Wolfstar, Sagittarius Commands, Strength and Honor, the Ninth Circle.
The Ninth Circle, yeah. Yeah, she finished those are a story arc, so she finished the overarching battle with the alien presence. I don't know that she's still writing in that series, sadly. They were published from, I think, like 2004 to 2009 or something. I lucked out because a friend just loaned me the whole series. I don't know how easy they
read
are.
Read in a paperback?
Or hard to find, yeah.
Hardcover.
So what about yours?
Oh. So you recommend it? Because...
So you have to like military science fiction.
I do.
I recommend it because I love the ideas. The characters are pretty, for the most part, cardboard, but...
But the concepts are interesting.
But I mean, that's part of the fun of military science fiction is you have some of these stereotypes. But even though they're stereotypes, her narrative is really good. She tells a good story. The stereotypes, for the most part, aren't annoying. There's some picky things in there that might bother certain people.
Yep.
And there's a couple characters that are absolutely wonderful. There's a character in there called a Patterner. And I don't really want to go into too much detail, I'd spoil it, but this particular one is sarcastic as hell, hates where he's at, says, you know, tells things like
he's
it is.
He's a good character.
Well, that's it. He's very gray. So he's simultaneously, like, good and bad, and I love that. So that kind of single character drives the series forward.
Yeah, well... I'm hesitating with my book recommendation because I can't remember the name. So that's kind of embarrassing. I will put in the show notes, but it's I believe, 4-part series, 3-part series that I read, and I think it actually finished last year. And it's about the apocalypse. So a loose confederation of people organized through the internet to take down civil, what they call plastic civilization, PLAZ, I believe, or Z. And they take down civilization, because when you take down with an electromagnetic pulse plus destroying all plastic with a bio agent, when you do that,
probably nano,
when you do that, you take down all civilization, because even if your computer could withstand an EMP, it can't withstand, it's made of plastic. Chips are made of plastic, etc.
Insulation, yes, is kind of important.
Yes, again, I'm embarrassed that I don't actually know the name, but I think it was like the first one's called Section 15. I think the premise was interesting. To me, that's why it's sort of like the premise of Tea Party people, of hippies, New Agers, and all these people taking down civilization and thinking that somehow they could manage this is interesting. And the kicker is, in volume 3 or 4, I don't know if there's going to be more volumes, you find out it's aliens who, in unknown aliens, who...
Spoiler alert.
When the internet became a thing, decided that we were a threat, the Earth was a threat, and coordinated the meme. And it also affects... people get affected in a way that they become like zombies, like they lose their free will through the meme and through other agents. And the other thing is, when every time the United States or Western Europe gets to a level of technological recovery, an EMP pulse would be emitted from the moon and destroy all the equipment again and destroy civilization again. So I find it interesting that there is more common theme of invisible but deadly aliens waiting. I think I read another book series like this in 2014.
It actually sounds like it has like a little bit of a horror element. Like that's kind of a classic horror thing where you have the invisible unknown messing with you.
And you don't, but this thing is like in horror you'll see like gaxes and you'll see ghosts and you'll see vampires and you'll see, but this doesn't have any of that. You don't see any of that. So I think it's kind of left unresolved. It kind of was gripping that way. How we struggle to regain our civilization and to have this unknown agency of the aliens kill you again, bring you down again, I thought was very interesting. And I never quite seen that angle. Like, I've read Fermi's Paradox and all those things, but to have it in a book where people talk about how, well, the aliens are waiting.
Yeah.
They're not here because, what is the Fermi's Paradox? Because they killed themselves off? Or they're waiting and they're already disrupting us or already affecting us or already helping us or any combination of the above. You know, disrupting some people, helping some people. There's factions within the aliens.
Those stories can be a lot of fun.
They're a lot of fun.
When they're well executed, yeah. The whole alternate thing. Like, one of the things in this series that I really enjoyed is the author found a way of
which
using,
we do know the name of, Tour of the Merrimack series.
Found a way to use a plausible reason to use sword fights on spaceships.
Is it because of depressurization?
Oh, basically the aliens could mess with technology, so blasters didn't work. But they still got cut up just fine.
It's like they're in a pub or a coffee shop and they're trying to figure out, well, I need swords on a spaceship. What way could I invent?
I also want to give an honorable
mention. You got a minute.
Honorable mention to Mercedes Lackey, who writes some of the best, well, at least I really enjoy her fantasy. The book I read last year I really enjoyed of hers was The Black Swan, which is actually an early book, but she has a series called Elemental Masters. And if you like magic and a little bit of recent history, I recommend that series too.
All right. So Dale actually did his homework. Roland did not. And Roland shamefully will try to figure it out and put it in the show notes of Audio Boom.
And 2013, Neil Gaiman, The Graveyard Book, was awesome.
Should I read it? I'm not a Neil Gaiman fan, but if that's the one Neil Gaiman I should read?
I don't know. If you're not a fan, maybe not. I was not really thrilled with his Ocean at the End of the Lane, I think. Yeah. But The Graveyard Book really appealed to me.
10 seconds. Well, I think we'll sign off now. Ciao, tschüss. A bientôt.
Take care.
Ciao.